Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Matzah b'chanos, if he finds an item in a store, in the public part of the store, where everyone is walking, everyone's shopping, ha'ilei shelo, they belong to the finder, they belong to him. Since there's really no identifying feature on this item that he found, he gets to keep it. If he's walking in the store and he sees it, he finds an item that's between the checkout counter and the storekeeper, that belongs to the storekeeper. If there's a money changer in the store, which is called a shulchani, so if it's in front of the shulchani, so the shulchani sits on a stool and in front of him is a counter and he changes money on the counter. Now if he sees money lying in front of the counter, that belongs to him. We assume that that money would belong to somebody who previously changed money with this money changer. And the person who changed the money earlier gave up. He said, listen, I lost my money. The money changer must have found it. Somebody must have found it. Money by itself really has no identifying feature. So he was misyayish. That belongs to the person who found it. Bin hakisei v'lashochani, however, if he finds it between the chair of this money changer or the stool of the money changer and the money changer himself, this belongs to the money changer. If somebody buys fruits from his friend, or his friend sent him fruits, and he opens the basket of fruits and he finds money in it, they belong to him. We're referring here to a situation where the person who gave him the fruits is someone who sells fruits to many other people. So because he's not sure which bucket his money fell into, he was miyayish on it, and therefore it belongs to him. However, im hayitzruin, if the money was tied together, naitel amakras, he has to take it and announce it. We assume that the person put it into one of his baskets, and he has an identifying feature for his money, and he has the din of hashavas aved on this. Mishnah Hay, afa simla, so to the garment, haisa b'chlal kalayla is included in this mitzvah with all the other items that were found with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. We have to go look at the pasuk now that refers to Hashavas Aveda. The pasuk says in Devarim, v'chein tasa l'chamayra, you should do the same thing to somebody's donkey. V'chein tasa l'samlasa, you should do it to somebody's garment. V'chein tasa l'chal aveda z'chira, you should do the same to all the garments of your brother and call out Hashavas Aveda. So the question is, and the Gemara deals with why does the Torah talk about Chamoyer and talk about Simlasoi and then say L'chol Aveda Sechicha? It should just go straight L'chol Aveda Sechicha. But the Mishnah will identify and explain why the Torah mentioned the word Simlasoi. L'ma Yatzis, so why was the Simla singled out from all the other items? L'hakashala, to make a comparison, Laimalach, to tell you, Masimlam Yechedes, just like a garment is very distinguishable, Shiesh Basimonim, it has Simonim, Viesh Latoivim, and it has people that claim it, Avkaldavar Shiesh Basimonim, so too, all items that have a Simon, Viesh Latoivim, and have someone that claim it, Chayiv Lahachra, is just like a Simla, we are had the Chiv of Achraza, you have to call it out, so too, any item that's lost has to be called out, just like a Simla.